Well, Neil Middleton is from the campaign organisation Rail Future Scotland, joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sounds like this has been quite impactful. What's the problem been for commuters?
The problem, of course, is the lack of certainty. You get up in the morning, you turn up at the rail station, and there's no train. And that's the big, big frustration, isn't it? That your journey to work is just so disrupted. I took a little bit of a look at their data, and they were talking about the big cancellations for Inverurie and Aberdeen. And if you turn up and there's no train, you need to get the bus, your journey time's going to be doubled, and so you're going to be late at work. And none of us want that. You really have to be getting to work on time.
What's been the major cause of this?
It's down to a shortage of drivers and a dispute between ScotRail management and the union on employment. And that is an issue that's common across all of the UK for different reasons. And it's just as much of an issue in England as it is and Wales as it is in Scotland. So it's just so important that management and the union sort out their differences and both get to understand that providing a reliable rail service for their customers is what brings in the money that will then in turn pay their wages.
Yeah, because so much then ripples out from it, doesn't it? If people can't get to work, then productivity drops in other areas of employment. The attractiveness of some parts of the country can be damaged if the rail service is unreliable. This ripples out.
It does, and people start thinking, well, I've got to drive because it's the only way I can reliably get to work, and then that costs some money. We all suffer from road congestion, possibly pollution because they haven't bought an EV, all that sort of thing. It all ripples out. And, that's spot on. A reliable rail service for people who need to work in the office, like your good self, it's just so important because, it's sort of one of those sort of bedrock things that society needs to deliver for us.
So what's the answer?
The answer is for both sides to take a big deep breath and sit down and negotiate. The issue of getting drivers to be available at the times that we the passengers want to travel has been a long running sore, and I think both sides need to sort of take a big deep breath, recognise that the objective that needs to be delivered on is so important, and work out properly what's needed. People talk about drivers want X, drivers want Y. Yes, they all want common things like a bit of certainty in their life. Nobody wants to be on 0 hours contracts, on call for long times. But drivers at different types in their career have different requirements. You're a driver with children. That has one set of constraints on you. You're a driver who's just bought a house. You probably want as much overtime as you can get if you haven't got children to pay for that house. You're at the end of your career, you perhaps don't want to work quite as long. So it all needs, I think, actually it needs to be a big fundamental rethink on both sides as to how drivers' hours should work, and to sort out, negotiate properly so that we can actually have a 7-day railway, so that we can all rely on it.
Neil Middleton, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Neil Middleton is from the campaigning organisation Rail Future Scotland.